Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
United's most humiliating victory. Cry Blues, lucky devils. Some of the newspaper headlines this morning from the back pages to describe Manchester United scraping a win against Coventry in the FA Cup semi-final yesterday. And the final will see a repeat of last year's fixture. So you'll have Manchester teams, United and City, up against each other next month. But to talk us through that extraordinary match and the controversy around it, I'm joined on the line by Gavin Cooney, who's a soccer writer with the42.ie. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, Claire.
It was a thriller. Well, Man United were ahead by three for most of the match. That wasn't the thrilling bit. Then Coventry managed to get three back, denied a winner in the last minute of extra time, and then denied in the penalty shootout. What a game.
It was amazing, wasn't it? The new minority investor in Man United, Jim Ratcliffe, ran the London Marathon earlier before the game, made it to Wembley in time for the second half, and found out that the marathon was actually only his second most torturous and drawn-out experience of the day. It was incredible, yeah. Wasn't it? Like, Man United, I mean, in fairness to United, they're not very good, but they are the most watchable team on planet Earth. 3-0 up against Coventry City of the Championship with 20 minutes to go at Wembley, and suddenly they're hurtling toward extra time, having thrown away a 3-goal lead. Incredible, you know, and just the kind of flimsy backbone that we've seen from United all season. And then everyone in the world thought Coventry had won it with the last kick of the game in extra time, but sadly VAR had to meddle in all the emotional drama. And Hadji Wright, who helped set up the winning goal for Coventry, was, well, in the words of his own manager, had his toenail offside. So as a result, that was ruled out, and then penalty heartbreak for Coventry. And what a great headline that was. United's most humiliating victory.
Yeah, but back to VAR again. I mean, it really was at the centre of things. And as you say, a toenail in it. Was it that marginal?
It was very, very close, but you have to trust the technology, and he was indeed offside. But it just goes to show how much everyone hates VAR, because this is technically why it was brought in. It did its job as advertised. It got the correct decision, and everyone hates it because while it was technically the correct decision, it did feel kind of morally wrong. Like, Coventry, given how they have a wage budget 1/20th the size of Manchester United's, to battle back, it did feel like they deserved to go through, and it would have been one of the most historic afternoons in English football history. I don't think it's OTT to say that, but sadly the tech geeks got in the way.
Yeah, poor old Coventry. Now, another bizarre football story this morning. Reports that the FA is going to investigate Nottingham Forest. They were beaten by Everton at the weekend, but it was what happened next that has caused the problem.
Yeah, so Nottingham Forest beaten 2-0 by Everton. They believed that they had three legitimate penalty claims waved away in that game by the referee Anthony Taylor and by the person operating VAR as well. And just within minutes of full time, Nottingham Forest posted on their social media channels that they were three extremely poor decisions which we cannot accept. And then they go on to say that they warned the referee's body that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, and yet they didn't change him. Now, Luton are in the relegation battle with Nottingham Forest, so it goes to, logic dictates that a bad result for Forest is a good one for Luton. But the FA are now investigating this, because this is the kind of thing that you've never seen in English football before. A football club, through their own channels, openly questioning the integrity of an official and claiming that they may be suspect to corruption, is a line that we've not really seen crossed in English football before. So there's going to be a major fallout to it.
What might happen to them in the wake of this FA investigation?
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. One possibility is they get charged with bringing the game into disrepute. I don't think that's an unlikely scenario, given the seriousness of the allegations here. So they're probably looking at a major fine. I don't really know what powers they have beyond that. Forest have had points deducted this season for a separate issue around breaching the financial fair play restrictions and posting too much of a loss across three seasons. So they're likely to just face a massive fine. I'm not really really sure what else they can do. But I think the game really needs to condemn it, because, you know, we're going into dangerous territory here, you know, where we're talking of, where we're questioning the integrity of officials and basically saying that they may be corrupt. And again, it comes back to VAR again. Like, I mean, what blessed naivety. Like, when this was introduced, the whole thing was like, we'll get more decisions right and we'll talk less about referees than before. There's never been so much focus on referees.
I know, all the time. Gavin, thanks very much. Gavin Cooney there with the 42.ie. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.